Katie is out today. Forget expensive Ozempic. What about Rice Zempic? TikTokers are raving about it. Obviously, we have no way of verifying it. So, you know, anything you put in your body, you just got to be careful. Although we're all like, hey, I lose weight with this? Okay, give me the shot. But this is how it works.
So I lost 7.2 pounds in 7 days. Other benefits I've experienced throughout the week occur to my appetite, a decrease in my cravings for sweet things, higher energy levels throughout the day, and less bloating.
So it's an all-natural thing. You can make at home Rice Zempic, and it's rice water and just a couple other easy ingredients. We'll post the exact ingredients, but it's a drink. You just drink it.
And then, like, lime juice?
Lime juice, yeah. It's a drink is made by allowing rice steeped in water. They're drinking the rice water flavored with lime juice. And
so
it makes you feel full.
Is it just the rice water?
Or rice water, with water and lime juice. That's it. Rice, water, and it's steep, whatever that means. I've heard that word before.
So you, for that, you would just put the rice in water and almost let it soak? So it's almost pulling out. Normally, you do that before you cook the rice because it pulls all the starch out of it.
Yes, that's you're right.
You do the same thing with like potatoes or something. So normally you would just dump that water out. So this is like you're actually drinking that water. Interesting.
And so she is claiming, other people are claiming she doesn't feel as hungry and she's been losing weight.
So it's basically a hunger suppressant?
Right.
The effects that she was saying described the same effects that I felt when I started taking Ozempic.
Well,
for sure.
I will say this. Yeah. They do say, part of the Mediterranean diet, that 100% whole grain wheat rice, even though it may be a little more calories, will definitely all the nutrients your body accepts more, and you will feel less hungry for a much longer period of time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And lime's good with anything.
Well, yeah, rice water.
Lime's one of those like detox things. Like anytime somebody is doing like a detox cleanse or something, they always put lime in water.
Oh, is that why people put limes in the Corona?
I'm sure.
So, yeah.
And you go to any like higher end healthy, or you go to a hotel lobby, there's the lemon and limes in the water.
Yeah, I've seen
and
that.
It's supposed to be better for you, more nutrients or something, better to cleanse you.
Right. So, I mean, with, you know, because Matt, you've lost 90 some pounds with Ozempic.
Yeah.
And, but it can be very expensive for people. Like, they can get approved for it, but like, oh, with your insurance, it's only $1,500 a month.
Yeah. There's no way I would do it if I had to pay that price and didn't get approved for it through insurance. No chance.
And, you know, obviously with this rice Ozempic, do it on your own. I mean, this is like, we're not saying, we don't know if it works. Just people on TikTok are saying that it works. But if you're, you know, struggling, you know, you want to try something different, that might be a way to go, and it's cheap.
Well, and
super cheap.
It's like you said, it's cheap, and it's not like, regardless if it works, you're not going to have any kind of weird side effect from it.
Right.
Like drinking water, riced water and lemon.
Yeah.
So, Matt, what would you say the number one side effect for Ozempic has been for you?
Upset stomach for
indigestion, diarrhea.
The heartburn and indigestion was kind of bad at first. But once you kind of figure out what foods are doing that to you, you can try to avoid it. But then stomach issues. So eating too much sugar was making me sick, like vomiting, diarrhea. It was rough. So you learn, okay, you don't crave them as much, but then if you overeat the sugar, it's like, oh, this is going to be bad.
And it does make it, because for people who don't know how it works, it slows down the digestion. And so, like, you'll eat something. So, would you say you're eating probably every day half of what you used to eat?
Yeah, I'm eating less frequently because I stay fuller longer. And then when I do eat, it is a little bit smaller portion. Like, I'm not changing what it is that I'm eating.
Yeah.
I will still eat what it is I want. I'll try to make a few changes, like, here or there in what it is that I'm eating. But I'm eating a lot less
now, right?
Yeah, it's at pretty much a maintenance stage of doing nothing but just the injection.
So why, if you're at plateauing, why don't you now realize I'm going to eat healthier?
That's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm making some, like, I'm cutting out on my sugary drinks, which is a big one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And just trying to be more aware of, am I doing, like, grilled chicken for dinner.
Yep.
Or something like that. Just trying to make better choices most of us can attest to this, not squid, but it's hard when you have a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, what do you want for lunch? Chicken nuggets. It's like, all right, well, I'll get you McDonald's. What am I going to do, go home and eat a salad? No, I'm going to get some chicken nuggets myself.
And then they don't finish it, and you're like, well, I don't want to do waste.
Can't go to waste. I'm too cheap.
That is too tempting to go through a drive-thru and order just chicken nuggets for your kid. There's no way. You smell it. You're like, Big Macs are there with everything. But that's what I do is I don't even go. I just make chicken nuggets in the air fryer.
Yeah.
So it avoids that whole... Because I think you're talking about temptation, Jared. That's temptation.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years. I was mocked readily and heartily when I first said that about 10 years ago.
That was like, about relationships.
No, I was talking about like if you like donuts, you don't go and sit in Krispy Kreme. You're like, you got to have willpower. You and Katie both. And I'm glad you both have now seen you got to avoid certain temptations. Like, don't make it harder for yourself.
I know, but you are big on the temptation where if them smoking hot girls in the room and you're alone and... It's better to avoid that because you could cheat or something like that. But
accused of something.
We were saying basically that, no, you have to have the willpower no matter what those situations are not to cheat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was talking about donuts. But, yeah, it probably extends to that. Or the Mike Pence rule people said where you don't go to lunch with a single person if you're in a relationship. And then the Me Too movement happened. I guess what an idiot I was to think about that. To avoid such situations where it looks bad.
Yeah. I'll say this, when I first started, my goal when I first started doing the Ozempic was like, I'm going to cut out all fast food. It's not going to be an option for me. I'm just not going to do it. And then it was almost like a challenge to myself where if I did take my son to go get McDonald's, I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then I would watch him eat it and I wouldn't eat it. And it would almost be like, you ever like, you got like a soreness and you like push it to make it hurt, but then it feels better. It's like this proud thing you've got. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like that. It was like I was putting myself through this pain because I enjoyed the pain of not eating the McDonald's. Yeah. And then I would get home and just eat like some turkey breast. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing it. This hurts. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of myself.
This is gross.
And then over time, I was just like, give me two McChickens.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you could hear there. Now, I am excited about the new McDonald's meal. What is it? The $5 meal.
Oh yeah, it's back.
It's not back. It's here. It's the first time they've had it.
It's here.
You know, people are getting killed with prices with everything, but McDonald's is like, all right, we got you. Here's a $5 meal. It's like is it a double cheeseburger?
You get to choose a quarter pound McChicken or a McDouble. It comes with a small fry, small nugget, small drink.
$5.
Yeah, $5. So you get to choose McDouble or McChicken, and so
or you get the
I'm gonna try that today.
Yeah, that's a really good deal. So, Matt, good luck with that.
Yeah, great.